Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday Meditation and Prayer Time of Reaching and Meeting Needs Worldwide Ministry. Our scripture for today is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, King James Version. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. The word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Savior, our Sustainer, and our Creator, we thank you for bringing us together once again as an assembly of the World Parish. God, we thank you for all that you've taken us through since we were last together. Some of us have traveled hundreds of miles, met with, seen people that we've never seen before, eating food. Oh, my God, eating food prepared by people we didn't even know. And you have blessed us. And for that, dear God, we say thank you. I pray now for the one person that needs to hear from heaven most, even me, Lord. Yes, oh my God, even me. Amen. My brothers and sisters, this is the third part of a series of messages based upon the subject, there is an answer to anxiety. The first major point was in order to get through and control anxiety, you must be in communion with God. The second major point for one to get through and control anxiety was you must control your thoughts. The major point for today's message is consistency in living will help one to get through and to control anxiety and to be at peace with God and man. Consistency in living will help one to get through and to control anxiety and be at peace with God and man. Well, Paris, you may pray and commune with God. You may control your thoughts and still be eaten within by anxiety because you know your life is inconsistent with your profession and the way you are living. Yes, how we live can either save us from anxiety's great attack, or how we live can cause one to be overcome by anxious moments and harsh and unsympathetic attacks of anxiety. Yes, inconsistency in living can hinder and cripple a person and bring about anxiety and worry. The main point, number three, main point, maintain consistency in your living. Paul, through all the circumstances of his life, lived a consistent life. Therefore, he could announce and affirm in Philippians 4, 9, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. In other words, Paul is saying in Philippians 4, 9, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me, or, oh my God, have seen in me, put into practice. Subpoint number one, practicing consistency in living can help to control your anxiety. The King James Version says to do, and the New International Version says to put into practice. When one does, when one practices or lives consistently or in a consistent manner or a way of life based on the Word of God, that person will always adhere to the same principles day by day, night by night, in a steadfast way. The consistency of his or her life will reflect and speak to their commitment to the Lord. Men and women of old live a consistent life as they adhered to the same principles day by day, night by night, in a steadfast way. David, Joseph, Daniel, and the three Hebrew men live lives of consistency. Living a godly, consistent life from day to day will help you with your anxious moments. The attacks and challenges may come, oh my God, but you can stand fast because you have the assurance, oh my God, of knowing that God has your back as you walk consistently with him. Subpart number two, consistency in living imparts, hear me now, consistency in living imparts a clear conscience. Anxiety comes when one's consciousness can't rest because of guilt or having done wrong or been accused of doing wrong. A clear conscience means a conscience that is void of the guilt of having done wrong. Oh, my God. People may accuse you about having done wrong, but if you have not done wrong, you can have a clear conscience. Or, hallelujah, a clear conscience can come when the feeling of guilt for having taken a firm, godly stand. Some people, hallelujah, when they've taken a clear, godly stand, can be firm, and their conscience can be clear because they know that they've done right. When one has a clear conscience, he or she can stand before God and men with no accusation coming to block, impede, bar, stop, oh my God, the relationship between the two. Joshua lived a consistent life, and he lived it boldly with a clear conscience. He was not ashamed or anxious about the consistency in his life and for his household. That's why we read in Joshua 24:15, New International Version, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living." Oh, my God, hear this now. "But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Joshua, oh, my God, was consistent in his living, and he had a clear conscience. Subpoint number three, consistency in your communication creates a clear, non-anxious conscience. When your yes is yes and your no is no, and you do not fluctuate or vacillate from one truth to another, and from one lie to another, your conscience will be clear, and there will be no worry and anxiety concerning what you have said or not said or how you said it. Anything other than an honest yes and an honest no, oh my God, coming from evil. Hear what Matthew 5:37 says in the New International Version. "Simply let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one." Paul, in the midst of his persecution, was able to plead his cause without worry or anxiety and declared how he had lived. Hear what is written in Acts chapter 23, verse 1, New International Version. Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin and said, "My brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day." Here Paul made one of the greatest claims possible, that he had lived in all good conscience before God. He was saying that his life since the day of his conversion had not been displeasing to God, but instead pleasing to God. He was innocent of breaking the law of God. His consciousness was pure. Where perish when we obey and please God, our conscience is void of offenses toward God. Our anxiety, hallelujah, will subside. Hear what Acts 24:16 says. "And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offenses toward God and toward man." Well, perish a clear conscience removes all the feelings of guilt and anxiety. Please hear me this afternoon. A clear conscience can come only when we are faithful to God and His Word. Subpoint number 4, consistency in living is true to Christ's teaching. When we consistently follow the teachings of Christ and the Bible, we are able to develop self-respect. A self-respect that overrides anxiety and worry. It is through the teachings of the Bible alone that guide us in the right way that we should go. When we walk, oh my God, when we walk right and do right, there will be no need to be anxious. Oh my God. Let me tell you why. It is because the Word of God is a lamp. Hear me now. Is a lamp to our feet. Psalm 119, verse 105, New International Version. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." One of the most practical benefits of God's word, please hear me, world parish, is guidance in the acts of our daily life. The word of God is given to us to guide us by its instruction. It is true, the head needs illumination. Oh, my God. But even more, the feet need direction. Else, head and feet may both fall into a ditch. Happy is the person who personally reads and studies God's word and consistently uses it for consistent living. As we use the word of God as a lamp, hallelujah, by night, a light by day, and a delight at all times, it will help us to see the difficulties of the road of life and the dark spots by its being. The person who walks in an inconsistent way through life walks, him and I were a pair, walks in darkness and is sure sooner or later to stumble. While he or she who walks by the light of day, oh my God, or by the lamp of night, stumbleth not, hallelujah, but keeps his or her uprightness and consistency of life. That person is not ruled by anxiety, nor does he or she succumb to the demonic leading and traps of anxiety. Here it is, word parish. If you want to achieve anything of value and meaning in your life, then you must be consistent. There are so many couples, so many husbands, so many wives, oh my God, hallelujah, that they do not live consistently. The children do not live consistently. The siblings do not live consistently, and they're always anxious. If an individual is to achieve anything, if the family is to achieve anything, there must be consistency in the life of that individual. Oh, my God. Consistency eliminates anxiety. If a student is to excel in schoolwork, that student must be consistent. If businesses are to succeed and be consistent, they must be consistent. And when I think about the public supermarket, I don't care where you go in the Southeast. If you walk into a public supermarket, you're going to see consistency. Oh, my God. I want to give one more sub-point. I want to go back. I want to go back to Joseph. Joseph lived a consistent life. And oh my God, and he went from the pit, hallelujah, to the pinnacle of life. Oh, he was a nobody who became a somebody. And Joseph stands out to us as a remarkable man of character and integrity because he lived a consistent life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And why did he do that? Because he saw God at work in his life, even when he was rejected, misunderstood, falsely accused, oh my God, and forgotten. Oh my God. He refused to be resentful and bitter. He continued to live a consistent life. Listen now, listen, listen. Let me tell you, when you live a consistent life, you'll be blessed. I prayed with a man this morning and prayed with him through the night, and he has been blessed because he has lived a consistent life. Even the president of the company came to his door and to his office and spoke to him, and about 4 or 5 months ago, because of his consistent life, the company gave him a $50,000 bonus that he did not expect. Listen, so what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying if we live a consistent life, it can be a blessing to us, to our children, and to our grandchildren. And that's what happened with Joseph. Because, oh my God, because he lived a consistent life when his mom and dad and brothers, oh my God, help me, Lord, when they were starving because of his consistent life, he was able to feed them. I had a personal situation a few weeks ago where Tamara needed something to help her in her business, and she didn't know where to turn. So the Lord led me to call 2 bishops in the church, one in the CME church, one in the AME Zion church, and all I had to do was ask. Because, oh my God, all they seen me do in the church is live and work consistently. My brothers and sisters, when you live a consistent life, you don't have to be anxious. You don't have to be worrying about anything. Because the God of glory will do you just like he did Joseph and Joseph's family. He'll shower the blessings upon you, oh my God, that you will not be able to receive. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious, oh my God, precious, providing, interceding Holy Ghost. Amen.